BBC, Holby City. Starring Edward McLeam as Greg, Adam Astill as Dan, Leila Ruess as Sahira, and Tina Hobley as Chrissy. Old Habits, written by Fiona Peake. Previously.
We'd need to have a fixed number of beds in Darwin, ring fence for cardiac trauma work.
That'd stop plastics taking over our beds. Beautiful.
Exactly.
Miss Naylor is no longer available.
Well, then ask Greg. He's a good surgeon.
He's a liability.
Sorry,
You're late.
Trip for two to Barcelona.
Dan, you just don't get it, do you?
Just one thing. I'm more than capable of looking after myself.
I love you.
I love you too.
In a closed-off area near the car park, Greg and Dan are kicking a football around using a fence as a goal.
Come on, lady. You can do better than that. Ball's the wrong shape.
Just lift it, please.
It's time to take it. Come on. Ah, once again, ladies and gentlemen, 500 years of history overturned!
No chink in your armour, you miserable Hibernian weasel.
Come on. 9-1.
A man with a limp approaches the hospital.
Technically speaking, you're...
all over the shop.
Exactly.
I mean, no moves, per se.
Luck of the Irish.
Must be.
Thank you.
Bit raw, are we?
No. Nursery run.
Hey, Big Daddy.
He's taking my responsibility seriously.
Oh, yeah, I should let you drop him off all on your own, yeah?
You see, the thing is, a fella can be great on paper, tick all the boxes, but once you get him out in the field, mister, once, twice, three times an orthopod, then it becomes about something different. Then it becomes about heart, about drive, about determining your own destiny.
Go on, then, what is this big secret? What drives the dastardly Mr. Douglas?
Simple. Always know what you want. And if you can't win.
A pretty nurse walks past Greg, who goes after her, but finds her kissing another man. The limping man, Andy, collapses in the wyvern wing.
Don't compete.
Sahira picks a crumpled note from Andy's hand.
Sister Williams.
A receptionist hands Chrissy some flowers from Dan.
I can take it from here.
Chrissy bumps into an old woman.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh. Are you all right?
And they wonder why the NHS is floundering.
We need to get you into
We don't need to do anything. I'm perfectly capable of dealing with my own problems. And you need to look where you're going. Our emergency department, please.
Follow the signs.
Thank you. Guilty.
I'm sorry?
Only one reason for flowers like that. Guilt.
Bailey, you found him.
No, sleeping rough, I'm afraid. Glove compartment.
Oh, Daniel's been in bits.
Good morning. Again.
And these? Wow, thank you.
So, did you get what you wanted?
Oi. Yes, thank you.
Right, well, see you upstairs then.
Where are you going?
Yeah, just an errand to run. Hey, are you? Man about a dog.
Sahira enters the Darwin locker room where Greg's getting changed.
Patient for you, Bay One.
Oh, you wouldn't do that to a naked man, would you?
You're late.
I have a whole 30 seconds on the clock. Come on, I have to at least get a shower. Please?
Ordinarily, I would jump at the chance of taking on your workload in addition to my own.
Pretty please.
But this guy seems to be in a bad way and, unfortunately, he appears to be looking for you.
Huh. She holds up Andy's note, which has Greg's name on it.
So who is he?
We don't know.
Beautiful.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Hamilton.
Oh, so exciting. Where's he taking you?
I don't know.
Ah.
Tip shop.
Oh, stop it. I love secrets.
Oh, it's not a secret, it's just dinner.
But For heaven's sake, it's just a date.
Well, if you excuse me, ladies, I've got an itch called work. That one's scratching.
Oh, it's all so romantic. Do you think, Mr. Hamilton, is he like, could he be, might he be the one?
Believe me, I'm light years beyond all of that.
You're not that old.
Chrissy goes into her office to drop her bags. Stepping back out, she catches Chantel and Dan having a conspiratorial chat.
Yeah, I think these are the ones.
He's very weak. We've got him on oxygen and IV.
So where did he pop up from?
Well, train tickets from Manchester, but so far no luck with the hospitals there. Catheter mark recent.
Manchester, huh? They seek him here, they seek him there.
Sorry?
The renowned Mr. Douglas, Dr. D's expertise.
How are you, Cal?
Greg is stunned. Eddie scowls as Sasha and Lulu share a joke.
Thanks for that, Mr. Levy.
It's too much mistrust in the world.
There's just something about her.
Oh, nonsense, you old cynic. She's just activated your shoulder chip, is all.
What?
Rich daddy with influence, so he automatically assumes she's got a black heart.
I don't.
And that she deserves to suffer.
I'm telling you, she's not what you think she is, Sasha.
She's a good doctor. Gracious, Natalie, surely you're not disputing the authority of Dr. X Factor.
God, no. Perish the thought.
Anyway, even if I agreed with you, are you going to be the one to break it to Sir Fraser that his daughter's services are no longer required?
Never fear. Cavalry's here.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
We thought you were way too busy with all of your waxworks.
Cancellation. So I thought this would be a golden opportunity to knock this dump into shape. Right, Senior Staff Nurse McKee? What do we got?
Good. Can you wiggle your fingers for me? Marvellous.
All right, so what's going on?
I'm sorry?
Everyone's acting weird.
Not a clue what you're on about, I'm afraid.
You see?
Funny girl.
It's not just her. What do people know that I don't? Dan?
Oh, it's impossible to keep anything under wraps in this place. It's supposed to be a surprise.
What is?
Excuse me. You work too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you spend your whole time looking after other people.
That's my job.
So I'm going to look after you for a change.
Hold on, wait a minute. What do you mean?
We are going on a luxury break. A magical mystery tour.
When?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
How long?
2 days.
2 days? I can't.
Why not?
Daniel and his work and packing.
All under control. Trust me.
I said I can manage. It's not my bloody legs that are the problem.
So you guys go back a bit, right?
School days in Dublin. We played soccer together. We were the main man, weren't we, Cal?
Greg.
Of course. I'm sorry.
We were. The stars of the show.
So did they tell you what was wrong?
No. We didn't stay long enough to find out.
You discharged yourself?
Yeah.
Why?
We wanted to come here, see your man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We heard you were the best.
You did you? Who from?
His ma'am.
Okay, can I also book Mr. Brian in for an echo ECG and chest x-ray, please?
Andy, we are going to get you sorted, but I am going to have to take that away. This.
Okay, we'll see what the tests reveal, then we'll take it from there, okay? Good to see you again.
Cal. Craig. Likewise.
Greg walks off with Sahira.
Cal.
Cal.
Oh, that's what the C stands for. It's nice. Why'd you change it?
I outgrew it.
Sahira took a spirit bottle from Andy.
Maris Parker, 62. Dislocation of the left shoulder after a fall.
Hello there, I'm Dan Hamilton, the orthopaedic consultant.
Suspected fracture to the collarbone.
Blimey, that is a humdinger. How'd it happen?
Fell on the college steps.
The college?
I'm a lecturer.
Golly, what in?
Modernist literature. Eliot, Wolfe, Joyce.
More of a sportsman than a scholar myself, I'm afraid.
We can't be good at everything.
OK, I know you're in a lot of pain, but we're going to need those x-ray results before we can decide the best course. You think you can be a brave girl for me for just to teach you a while longer?
Yes, Doctor.
So what did you mean you've got everything covered? For this luxury break?
Well, I meant that Sasha's going to take Daniel, which incidentally he's very excited about. I had a quiet word with Hansen.
What?
Booked you a couple of days off, and Daniel helped me pack.
Great.
He's good.
I don't mean to sound rude, but how on earth do you know what to pack?
Well, maybe I'm a little more observant than you're giving me credit for. And I took advice.
Chrissy scans the faces around her, and her gaze falls on Chantelle, who waves back with an excited smile. At an old man's bedside.
This is Mr. Phillips, suffering from severe abdominal pain, aching limbs, and diarrhea.
Possible gastroenteritis.
And that catheter bag needs to be emptied.
Michael looks at Eddie. Lulu approaches Sasha.
Mr. Levy, I wonder if you could take a look.
Hello. I'm Michael Spence. I'd shake your hand, but I'm a little busy right now.
Hi. Mr. Levy, I wonder if you could take a look at the patient in bed 8. I'm concerned about his temperature.
Certainly.
Michael eyes up Lulu as she walks away.
Who is that?
That is Miss Hutchinson. She's a new F1.
Eddie splashes Michael's shoe with the old man's wee.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I can't. It'll kill me.
You don't have to tell me anything. Just answer yes or no. Is it nearby? Is it far away? Is it a car journey? A train journey? Oh, God.
And it's really nice. I mean, really, really nice.
Yes. Can I help you?
X-rays are back. Clarice Parker? No fracture, and she's requested a closed reduction on the ward. Brave lady. Gonna need all hands on deck.
Yep. 2 minutes.
Dan leaves with Chantelle.
Chantelle?
He loves you.
You know, I was wondering, do you not think she might be just a little bit out of your league?
If you are suggesting, Eddie, that my interest in this particular F1 is anything less than professional in nature, then, well, speak the devil. It's Miss Hutchison. Isn't it? We haven't been properly introduced. My name is Michael Spence. I'm the lead consultant general surgeon here.
Hi. I've heard all about you.
Well, you know, Mr. Levy had suggested that since I was around anyway, perhaps I could take some time out and mentor you.
Oh, great. That would be great.
Excellent. Well, there's no time like the present. I believe a patient has been sent down from ED. Thank you very much.
Michael leads Lulu away with a hand on her back.
And, of course, Mr. Spence has been fully appraised as to the sensitivity of the situation.
Oh, of course.
In a bed, a handsome young man's reading a book about America's quest for world domination.
Hi.
Hi.
So, Sam, I'm Michael Spence, lead consultant, and this is our trainee, Dr. Hutchison. Now, I understand that you came off your bike.
Oh, man. You've got to be kidding me.
Is there a problem?
The accent is put on, right?
Lulu looks at a speechless Michael, and an awkward moment passes. Sahira approaches Andy.
No, Mr. Douglas.
He sends his apologies. Andy, we've had some of your initial test results back, and it seems that you have atherosclerosis. It's a kind of blockage, a chalky substance.
Builds up in the arteries. Yes, I know. When will he be back?
I don't know, I'm afraid. Your ECG also shows some compression.
Oh, you know what I need? A coronary artery bypass graft.
He shows her a long scar trailing up from his ankle on his inner leg.
I had my first heart attack when I was 24.
I see.
So, who's going to do it?
We don't know yet, but it will be done today.
Okay.
Is there anyone we should call?
She starts to walk off.
We were best mates, you know. Did he tell you that?
No, he didn't.
Greg's been looking in on Andy with a deeply concerned expression. Dan's tending to Clarice's shoulder.
Okay. Deep breath for me. Deep breath. Wait for it.
Oh!
Bingo. Good girl. Right, we need x-rays to confirm the reduction. And you need to be kept under observation in case of arterial compromise. But with a bit of luck, things should start to pick up. Excuse me. You okay?
Yep.
Sure?
Yeah, I've just got stuff to do.
Chrissy.
Dan, I'm fine.
Excuse me.
Can I help you?
I brought these in for Clarice Parker. I heard she was here.
I'll take them.
It's just a few odds and ends, toothbrush and the like. I didn't pack it myself.
And you are?
Clive Beadle.
Not her husband, then?
Oh, good heavens, no, no, no. She's a colleague. We're in the same department. I'm romantics.
Right.
Could I ask, what happened?
I believe she slipped on some steps.
Steps?
Yes, why?
Oh, no reason, no reason. Well, thank you for your time, nurse.
Don't you want to see her?
No, no, she would only be embarrassed.
You fool!
That'll be the day.
Don't they train you people at all nowadays?
I was only trying to take her pulse.
Right. Now, you listen to me. I don't care how much pain you're in. You do not abuse a member of my staff. Now, do you understand?
I'm sorry. Bad day.
Right, happens to the best of us.
What's that?
Someone thoughtfully packed a few things for you.
Someone? Who's someone?
Clarice catches sight of Clive.
You have the nerve to come in here.
Miss Parker, please.
Viper, you... Viper!
Oxygen, now.
Clarice faints. Reading Andy's medical notes, Greg hides when Sahira walks past.
Hi.
Hi.
Keeping Andy's notes out of sight, he looks at her as she walks off, then makes a discreet phone call from the nurse's station.
Hi, Greg Douglas, CT. Listen, I need to arrange a transfer.
You're aware that despite having dropped to fifth in the emissions rankings, your homeland remains a clear number one in terms of per capita production?
No signs of guarding.
And that your genocide record is the worst in the world.
And clearly no signs of breathlessness.
Maybe that's why you left.
Any vomiting? Lack of bowel control, maybe?
I told you. Just this headache. And the... stomach thing.
Why don't you tell me what happened exactly?
Some idiot in a Volvo, veering around all over the place.
He hit you?
Just glanced off me, but enough to, you know, send me flying.
Okay, I'm gonna order a head CT to rule out any trauma and an abdo CT, and we're gonna take care of the bloods.
Bloods?
Lulu, will you pass me a couple of syringes, please?
Is that really necessary?
All right, too small, too small. Dr. Hutchinson, will you do the honors?
Her? Has she done it before?
Let's find out.
Michael winks at Lulu.
Calm
get
down.
Get your hands
just
off me.
Calm, will you let me go?
Down.
Get off me!
Get off me!
What the hell is going on?
Transfer to St. James.
What?
Help me, please. They want to take me away. You have to help me, please.
Stop, stop. There's obviously been some kind of mistake. Give me 5 minutes. 5 minutes!
She tried to get out of bed and blacked out.
Don't like the look of that arm. Could be a torn artery. I think we need to get her into theatre as soon as.
Shouldn't we order a head CT in case?
It just loses us time. She slipped on steps. No mention of head trauma.
Could be a bleed, though.
No, the blackout's down to the arterial problem, believe me.
Sister Williams, it's about Miss Parker. There's someone else here to see her.
A police officer. Greg's in the Darwin staff room, making himself a cup of tea.
What's going on? Andy, they're moving him.
Ah, it's been transferred.
Have you completely lost it? Have the last 6 weeks just passed you by?
ITU's backed up all day. St. James's have a slot available in 2 hours.
Yeah, but we need the op, you know we do.
Look, my first responsibility is to the patient, and judging by his notes, I think it best that he transfer, end up.
Fine, but if you had spent more than 5 minutes talking to him, you would know that he is both mentally and physically too weak to be moved.
Look, he's my friend.
Well, take care of him then.
Greg glances at Andy.
The decision's made. Please, just let it go.
He doesn't want to leave.
He doesn't know what's best for him.
He wants you as his doctor. He came here looking for you. Greg!
We've already lost beds to plastics. Deferring off cardiac cases would be that many more nails in the coffin. Please, I'm asking you as a colleague, as... Please, don't send our patient away.
Lulu's chatting with Sam.
Doesn't add up.
What, you mean you think he's faking it?
No bruises, no grazes, just a headache and a stomach pain?
He was hit by a car, though.
Apparently.
Hello,
why would you
hey
make
you
up something like that?
Okay, yeah. I will do. Thanks. Bye. Well, in case anybody's interested, that was Chrissy. The police are on the way down. Apparently they've identified the driver.
Sasha gives Michael a pat on the back. Chrissy finds Clive in a waiting area.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
You thought you'd gone? You okay? She's tough going, isn't she, your colleague?
35 years I've known her. Believe me, she doesn't get any easier on close acquaintance.
Not flavour of the month, are you?
Difference of opinion. You know, work matter.
Clive, could I ask, does Clarice have any relatives that we could contact?
Not that I'm aware of. Why, is she all right?
She blacked out after shouting at you. And the police here. They found her car buried in a tree on campus.
I saw. That's how I knew to come. When you said she slipped on steps, I didn't like to contradict in case... Well, in case I got her into trouble.
Why do you think she lied?
Look, apologies. I must get on.
You're leaving?
I doubt she'd want me around.
Just that we're worried about the blackout. We think she might have done more damage in the crash than we thought.
Mike, I really don't think there's anything I can do. I'm sorry.
And there's something else. While she was driving, the police think she hit someone.
Thanks, lads, and apologies again.
Sending away the paramedics, Greg catches Andy's eye, who's staring at him from his bed. Greg removes his name from Andy's slot on the theatre rotor whiteboard and writes someone else's name instead.
Keeping those slots filled, Mr. Douglas?
Busy, busy, Miss Naylor.
He walks off, and Jack casts a suspicious glance towards the whiteboard.
OK, we have ourselves a slot. Chantelle, could you... Where is she?
Who?
Miss Parker, bed 5.
Scandal, please.
Why?
Chrissy sent her.
Chrissy appears.
Problem?
No, I'm just wondering why you sent my patient for a head CT when I specifically asked you not to.
I'm sorry.
That shoulder is severely compromised. I told you I had to get her into theatre.
And when we found out she'd been in a car crash, I thought it was necessary to rule out a cranial bleed first.
She showed symptoms. She needed surgery.
She's been delayed by a couple of minutes.
Not if we miss that slot. Oh, for God's sake, we're not detectives. Will you please just let me do my job?
And would you please try and think outside the box for a change?
What's the point when you so clearly got it covered?
Dan marches off, leaving Chrissy stunned. Sahira finds Greg in a stairwell.
Jack said that you changed the rotor.
No.
Well, you're not down to do Andy's op.
Look, it's fine. It doesn't matter who does what.
Well, actually, it does, because he won't sign. He says he wants you to do the op and that he's prepared to wait. What's going on, Greg?
Nothing. Nothing's going on. Look, can't you see? He's just playing you. Just playing the victim.
Don't you think you're being a bit harsh?
He's a ligger, a user. Always has been, always will be. He can hold out as long as he wants. I'm not going near him.
Lulu sutures a banana.
Good. Nice tension.
Sasha enters.
Sam Wardle's test results.
Michael takes a look.
Huh.
They all step over to Sam's bedside.
Sam.
Reading his book, Sam gestures for Michael to be silent.
So, I have good news. Your head CT has come back clear.
Uh-huh. So I can go.
Well, it seems not. Turns out we found something else.
I don't understand what... from the accident.
Unlikely, given that it's a 9mm kidney stone.
But...
Well, it is possible to be asymptomatic in these cases, although, believe me, if it had passed through the ureter, you'd have known about it. So, Dr. Hutchison, blood tests reveal that there are no underlying risks. What would you recommend?
Surgery?
Surgery!
Exactly.
Just to throw it out there, it could possibly be managed with drugs.
Yes, that is an option, Mr. Levy, but given the size of it, I would rather not risk it passing. So, Lulu, how'd you like to join me in theater? First nephrolithotomy.
She's gonna do it.
Of course not. She's gonna watch.
Sam's mortified.
Michael.
What now, Mr. Levy?
It's fine.
With a frown, Sasha crosses his arms, watching Michael and Lulu returning to the banana.
He wouldn't actually consider letting her get hands-on, would he? Maybe if he knew who she was.
Seems to me he's pretty keen to hang himself wherever she is.
In some toilets, Greg's next to an open window, lighting a cigarette. As he starts puffing away, he turns round to see Andy, in his hospital gown, trailing his drip and shuffling weakly into the toilets. Greg breaks his cigarette into a sink and tries to walk out, but Andy blocks his way, holding out a newspaper cutting with a trembling hand.
3 weeks ago. In Dublin. I thought you might want to know.
Why?
Why would I want to know that? Why could that possibly be of any interest to me? Oi, eh?
What are you doing here, Andy?
I'm sick, Cal. We need help.
Could have gone anywhere. You could have stayed put. What do you want from me?
Andy's on the verge of tears.
Answers. Please. We need answers.
Nothing. Do you understand me? We have nothing to say to one another.
Having snatched the cutting from Andy's hand, Greg barges past him and makes his way out, leaving Andy to sink to the floor, leaning against a wall. Sahira clocks Greg storming out of the toilets. She walks over to the toilets, then tentatively pushes the door open and finds Andy slumped on the floor.
Any news?
Theatre's still busy.
I'm sorry.
I just wish you could let me do my thing. Let go a little.
I thought it was the best.
Did you?
What do you mean?
Just that I think maybe you might be allowing other matters to cloud your judgment slightly.
Are you calling me unprofessional?
No, of course not. You're just clearly not comfortable with me taking the reins.
What does that mean?
Well, most things do tend to be on your terms, Chrissy.
That is not true. All right, maybe I don't like being kept completely in the dark every time about things that are personal to me.
I was trying to do something thoughtful.
I know, and that's lovely. But come on, I mean, booking time off with my boss, arranging childcare for my son. I would never assume that I could just book you 2 days off work without telling you.
That's different.
Is it?
Well, come on, don't give me that look. You know it is. We have different jobs. Look, it's clearly not the day for us. I'll cancel the hotel and we can rearrange or whatever.
In the Darwin sisters' office, Greg's contemplating the newspaper cutting with a troubled expression. As Sahira enters, he stares into space, avoiding her concerned gaze.
Look, I don't know what's gone on with you two in the past, but this patient's dying. And he's going to die if we don't do something.
Greg toys with the folded cutting.
It was bad news. Used to lie all the time. Borrow money, never pay it back. We all got sick of it. A lot of us. Then one day I caught him stealing. From his mom. They were nice people, so I told. When he found out, kicked the living hell out of me. We were 14. I was in hospital for 2 weeks. That's the man you want me to save.
He looks at her.
Because that's what you do. It's up to you. Whatever happened then, you're a surgeon now. And you're the only one he'll accept.
She walks out, leaving him to his thoughts. Chrissy's on the phone.
I'm so sorry to mess you about like this.
Clarice Parker, head CT.
Listen, Sasha, I've got to go. But thank you.
So, you going to tell him it's clear, or am I?
I'll do it.
Nurse Williams?
I wondered if I might have a word.
Just give me 5 minutes, please.
She takes the results over to Dan. Dan takes a quick glance, then looks back at Chrissy, who walks off without saying a word. At the AAU nurse's base, Michael's standing at a computer. Sasha approaches him after seeing him checking out Lulu again.
Imagine injuring your own student.
Looking over at Sam.
I'm a child, virtually. Someone you're responsible for. In loco parentis, so to speak.
All right, Sasha, what am I missing here?
Michael, Mr. Spence. I think there's something you should know.
How does that feel? Any pain? Okay, how about now? Psst.
Sam beckons Lulu over.
Okay, bear with me 1 second.
Close the thing. I lied. About the accident, I lied. I'd had a bit of, you know, major essay deadline, wondering what to do. When this car pulls out up ahead of me, swerving all over
the place. Sam, the thing is, this stone they found, well, it's potentially very serious. I mean, all sorts of possible complications.
OK, then I want the drugs, the ones that other bloke mentioned.
Sam, Mr. Levy, well, no offence, but he's only a registrar. And Mr. Spence is the superior doctor by far, and if he recommends surgery, then that's what you should opt for. Otherwise...
She draws her hand across her throat.
So if I were you, I'd sit tight.
Oh, come on, stop looking so worried. Look, I appreciate the heads up, I really do. But there's no way I'm going to jeopardize my career or the innocence of some F1, no matter whose daughter she is or isn't. Seriously.
Okay.
All right.
Sasha's dispatched with a pat on the back. Michael then catches Lulu's gaze, responding to her coquettish look with a hungry, insistent stare.
We're trying to organise a new theatre slot for you as soon as possible.
Bad day.
Chrissy remains silent.
Happens to the best of us.
Chrissy smiles at Clarice.
I should never have gotten the car. Not in that state. Rage.
About what?
I was up for interview today. For a professorship, Mr. Beadle, in his wisdom, decided I was not up to the job he was going to tell them.
Why?
Fear. Men are threatened by the strangest things, don't you think? I was a young student.
All right, as far as I'm aware.
I don't remember anything. What's going to happen to me?
I don't know. Depends what he decides to do. I'm sorry.
A worried Clarice watches Chrissy walking off. Andy awakens in his bed to find his football keyring being toyed with by Greg, who instantly backs away.
I knew you'd come back. You always did. The comeback king, eh?
Andy picks up the keyring.
Do you remember that speech you always used to give? About Roy. 14 years old and giving pep talks. I always thought it was your dad talking. Or I'll do it.
Greg signs a form, then hands it over, and a weakened Andy puts pen to paper.
The op. And then that's it.
Greg walks away, his face impassive. In the AAU theatre, Michael joins Lulu. They scrub up side by side.
Thank you. For letting me assist. Thought he might be going to bail there for a second.
Who, Sam?
Take the drugs option after all. All it took was some gentle persuasion.
Michael removes his watch.
Very nice.
That's a gift. From a colleague.
I'm guessing not Mr. Levy.
No, from Sunil, my partner up on plastics.
Wow. Must be pretty lucrative. Plastics?
Yeah, it gets bad press, but it's serious stuff.
Oh. I'm sure it is.
She touches his hand.
You know what? I think we need to talk to our patient.
He walks off. In a stairwell.
You're the last person I should be talking to.
I think I'll cope.
Been an idiot.
It's your mistake, surely.
I thought I could just let it happen. You know, take it as it comes. But he's right. I can't let anything just happen. 10 years I've been here. 10 years of having my life scrutinized, analyzed, gossiped about. And what if this isn't right either? What if he's not the one? I don't think I can go through it again.
I think you'll find you probably can. I've yet to see you give up on anything.
Tired, I'm just so tired.
Chrissy, we've had our moments. But I can genuinely say there is no one I would rather see happy. Whoever it's with. So, if you think there's a chance of that, I suggest you do more than just dip your big toe in the water. Or else.
He nudges her playfully.
I'm scared.
It's normal. Everyone's scared here most of the time.
No, but yeah.
All set?
Yeah.
As Andy's wheeled into Darwin Theatre 1, he presses his keyring into Sahira's hand.
You mean you didn't?
No. The alternative can be just as effective. My colleague will explain everything.
Is this how it works up on plastics?
If a patient expresses a preference for a particular course of treatment, then we are obliged to comply with his or her wishes. Coercion of any kind is not an option. Sorry, Lulu. It's just the way it is.
Too schmaltzy to say you're doing the right thing.
Definitely. What's that doing here?
Oh!
Talisman. Thought he could do with all the help he can get. Right?
Yeah. I want that out of here.
A nurse removes the keyring. In the Keller ward, Chrissy finds Chantelle making Clarice's empty bed.
They took her off to theatre about half an hour ago.
Nurse Williams, I really do need to talk to you. It's quite urgent.
Are you okay to do this?
Let's just get on with it, shall we?
Greg starts operating on Andy.
So, have you sorted out your differences yet?
I don't know what she wants.
Maybe she just wants to trust you know what you want. Okay, you seem to have everything covered here, so if you'll excuse me.
It's her heart.
What?
Clarice has a heart condition. She's had it for the last couple of years. Symptoms, dizziness, chest pain, shortness of breath, and regular blackouts.
Hence the car crash?
Probably. She's refused to see anyone about it.
So we've had a lucky escape. We need to get her closed up as soon as possible. Thank you, Sister Williams.
Dan looks up at the monitors.
Damn it, she's going into SVT.
Heart rate's rising.
She's going into VF. Paddles.
Dan prepares to shock Clarice.
Charging. And clear. And again. Charging. We need someone from Darwin. Now.
Magistrates.
Theatre 1.
Time for a meal.
Sahira Shah.
Swartz.
Hi, Chrissy. Yeah, he's here. Okay. Okay, well, I'll come down.
Blood spurts out of Andy's chest opening.
Greg. Chrissy, I'm going to have to hang up. Greg!
In the Keller Theatre.
OK, nine.
Dan.
Please, for once, could you just trust me? If you can't get on board, then I suggest you leave.
We need to find the source of the bleed. We're losing him. Greg!
Nicked the mammary artery, taking the graft.
OK.
Where are you?
Greg finds the source of the bleed.
Okay, there you are. Liver clip.
A panicked Greg tries clipping the wound.
It's not holding.
Okay, Greg, I'm going to have to take over. I need you to step aside, okay? Step aside. Come on. Right. More suction. Don't move. Okay, where are you? Where are you?
Greg watches on, powerless.
Gotcha. I need you to stop the ventilator for a moment. 4-0 proline.
His hands covered in blood, Greg wanders off in a daze. Sahira watches him from behind her mask.
damage seems pretty extensive.
They said something's happened.
Clarice went into cardiac arrest during the operation. There was no one from cardiology available.
Well, she'll be all right, won't she?
Why didn't you tell us earlier?
She was going to cut all contact. That's what she said. If I mentioned it to anyone, we'd never speak again. She's the most pig-headed, opinionated, cantankerous, foul-tongued woman I've ever met. I've loved her since the moment I set eyes on her. Please, don't let anything happen to her.
100% oxygen and adrenaline. I'm losing her.
Just take your time.
I can't put enough pressure on the heart.
You can do it.
I need more room between the intercostal space.
Dan pushes his whole hand inside Clarice's chest cavity.
I can feel the left ventricle.
In AAU, Sam downs some medication when Michael appears.
Well, isn't Dr. Death himself? Hey, make sure this is the old guy I was telling you about. The one I'd be suing if he hadn't put in a good word for me with the Rosses.
Sam gives him his book.
Have it. You might learn something.
Oh, hey, Sam, just out of curiosity, what's your objection to surgery?
You lot are all the same. Plough on in there, guns blazing, thinking God Almighty, stuff it up, then change your mind, decide you want out after all. Why would I sign up for that?
All right, Sam, it was good to meet you. I hope your day improves.
Oh, it will. Believe me.
Hey, Sam, those drugs we gave you, you should probably take a look at the pamphlet under rare side effects. I would hate for anything to detract from your night's enjoyment.
Sam frantically reaches for his box of tablets.
Okay, everyone, I am needed urgently on plastics, but I'll see you all tomorrow.
Michael steps into a lift and turns around to see Lulu staring at him coldly. He holds her gaze, and once the doors have closed between them, they both smile to themselves. Sahira's at Andy's bedside, and the key rings on the table at the end of his bed. His eyes flutter open.
Am I fixed, Doc?
More or less. A few hitches, but you pull through.
Where is he? I want to thank him.
Sorry.
He shrugs.
It's what I expected.
Look, the past isn't going to disappear just because it suits you.
The past?
What you did to him, the fight, it took him a long time to recover.
That's what he told me.
Her eyes narrow. He seems pained.
We were kids. He survived, didn't he?
She heads out and meets Jack.
These came for you. Some hospital north of Manchester apparently requested them.
Yeah.
All sorted. He's spent half his life in hospital.
Studying Andy's file, Sahira walks off. Greg's in a toilet cubicle.
You see, the thing is, a fella can be great on paper, tick all the boxes, but once you get him out in the field, then it becomes about something different. Then it becomes about heart, about drive, about determining your own destiny.
Sitting in a corridor, Sahira examines an X-ray from Andy's file, then notices nurses rushing to his room. She runs over and finds his chest drain tubes dangling free and him collapsed on the floor by his bed, blood seeping from his operation wound.
Call a crash team! Ambibag! Page Mr. Douglas!
In the Keller scrub area.
outside the box. You were right.
Well, if you'd have walked away like I said you should, you should be dead.
Thank you for trusting me.
Having Daniel is the first time in my life I feel I've got something solid. Something real. Like I'm running the show for once. I'm...
determining your own destiny.
You were right what you said about me. It's true. But I don't know if I can do anything about it.
She walks off, leaving him to consider her words. Andy wakes up to find Greg sitting at his bedside, keyring in hand.
You're lucky, Day.
You lied. What did you tell her?
I told her you put me in hospital.
Andy fights back tears.
It was supposed to be me, wasn't it? The star of the show. Big books. Carl, what happened? I can't. It won't go. It won't leave. There in my head. I can't shake it. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Don't you?
I'm sorry.
Standing up abruptly, Greg places the keyring in the palm of Andy's hand. He starts to walk off.
Greg.
Greg stops.
Mates.
Greg leaves. At Clarice's bedside.
I saw pale kings and princes too, pale warriors, death pale were they all, who cried, La belle dame sans merci, thee hath in thrall.
Clive smiles at Chrissy.
I hope you're not intending to bore me with that twaddle for the rest of the night.
Of course not, my dear. I wouldn't dream of it. I saw their starved lips in the gloam with horrid warning gaped wide, and I awoke and found me here.
Chrissy steps into her office and finds Bailey, the soft toy elephant. Dan enters and hands her a packed travel bag.
Cancelled then.
Couldn't organise an omelette in a hen house. Not to worry. Is any money?
Can't believe you got Chantelle to help you back.
Chantelle? Please, I know I messed up, but give me some credit.
You didn't mess up.
I've been making notes for weeks. I'm not going anywhere, you know. I get it wrong sometimes because. I've never felt like this about anyone else. But I'm in it for the long haul.
You still got those train tickets?
He produces them in a flash.
Better not be full of lacy underwear. Give me 5 minutes. Hey, you might want to call Sasha.
She gives him the baby car seat in which Bailey is seated. Sahira joins Greg in the locker room.
All right?
Yeah.
Drink?
No. Thanks. Oh, I think I'm going to head home.
Andy's x-ray.
What's this?
It's an x-ray of Andy's collarbone when he was 14. Remember?
when he got beaten up. Spent 2 weeks in hospital.
I have to go.
She stares at him.
Why did you lie to me?
He stops behind her by the door.
Because I want you off my back. Can you not get that? I want both of you off my back.
He storms off. Chrissy emerges from her office, dressed in heels and a figure-hugging black dress.
Wow.
She takes Dan's arm.
Shall we?
As they head down the corridor, he starts dancing and humming to himself.
No. Oh, yes.
Outside the hospital, Greg walks past a young lad kicking a football around. The ball rolls towards him, but he ignores it. He bins the newspaper cutting, which reads, "Under-14s League football coach dies at 64.